a while. We'll be in support of our dear friend Israel, and we're overdue in getting that done.
Johnson's a staunch conservative from Louisiana. He replaces Kevin McCarthy. The U.S. says Israel's holding off on its ground invasion of Gaza. CBS's Tina Krause.
U.S. officials tell CBS News Israel has delayed its ground invasion into Gaza, possibly to allow more time for negotiations to free the hostages.
Former President Trump's attorneys hope Michael Cohen's latest testimony in New York could get his fraud case scrapped.
He stormed out because they wanted to make a motion. They wanted to make a motion to dismiss the case. To which the judge responded, yeah, absolutely not.
The judge also fined Trump $10,000 for violating a gag order for attacking a clerk. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State Attorney General Josh Call is joining a federal lawsuit to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition alleges that Meta knowingly designed and launched addictive features on Instagram and Facebook. They say that the social media platforms help fuel a youth mental health crisis across the nation. The coalition says they are also investigating the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held a hearing on a number of amendments to the state constitution Tuesday that cover voting. One of them would add a voter photo ID requirement to the document. Most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Two of the amendments, if passed by the legislature, would go before voters during next year's elections. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 54. Tonight, under cloudy skies, with isolated thunderstorms likely. East winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, 63, cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
just a little stressed out. Is anybody else stressed out?
Anybody else, Wisconsin?
I'm a little stressed out. Just a little stressed out. Is anybody else stressed out?
What is up, Wisconsin? And welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show with me, someone who is objectively not Maggie Dawn. Instead, if you couldn't tell by the punk beats and just the kind of hoarseness in my voice, this is producer Anya. Maggie is gone. I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she is now, but she's not here in studio. Instead, you have me again. And if you don't remember me for some terrible reason, or if you've never heard of me before, let me give you the quickest lowdown I can, because I have so much I want to get through tonight. My name's Anya. I'm the producer for Maggie. I'm the producer for a bunch of shows. If you ever call in and hear some way too chipper voice say, "Hey, thank you for calling Name of Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?" That's me, right? So sometimes they let me get away from the phones and they let me talk. And I don't know why this keeps happening. I don't know why I keep being given this permission. Because every time I get the opportunity, this is now my fourth. Wow, I really cannot speak today. Let me slow down. Today is my fourth show. There we go. That sounded closer to English. Today is my fourth show. And it is the fourth time that I have woken up the day of and thought, okay, here are some subjects I want to cover. Obviously, the speaker race. This is what everyone's talking about. Some other things. I had human interest stuff, right? Hold on. People are saying you're not getting anything from me here. That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to just keep going. And now I've completely forgotten what I was saying. It's so fun to host and produce at once. Hold on one moment while I pull my brain back into my own skull. Here we go. I always want to talk about something, especially these past four shows, that is not Israel. Israel is a big topic. It is a hard topic. It is nuanced. So is Palestine. So is the connection between Israel and Palestine. So is, frankly, everything that happens in the however many square kilometer zone that makes up the Levant, which is a fancy word that means that area which some people call Israel and some people call Palestine, but we need a word that doesn't make either of those groups upset so that we can continue to have this conversation at least past the first sentence, right? That's what we're contending with. And I thought I would come in today and listen to the news and listen to these things and tell you about the lovely trip that I took to Texas and the things I saw in Texas. Things like how we're going to go back to the moon soon and how that Artemis project is shaping up and the way that I saw kids feel really inspired about government-funded space programs and the idea that just like many of you who grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s and were in awe of the government space program and the places it was taking us, namely the moon. How cool is it that once again, we're going to have a generation of kids who grow up with this pursuit of the moon as the goal, a peaceful, scientific thing that we could all rally behind the way we did when we sent those first three guys up and the people before them, right? I thought I would get back from this vacation rested, serene, happy even, and be able to come talk to you about something different. But of course I can't. Of course I can't. Of course I can't. Because so much is still happening in Israel. And so many far more intelligent people than me are speaking about it. And they're right. And like most of the things they're saying are right. All of them. On both sides. On all sides. But that's not enough when it's like almost right. It's not enough when the story is almost complete. It's not enough when I listen, and this isn't civic media I'm talking about. This is the earth I'm talking about. This is every comment that I read. This is every, what's another good word for it? This is every post I see, right? Is like maybe almost right at best. And the rest are flagrantly incorrect. So I thought I would come in with my background tonight and not speak about Israel. I feel like I always say that. I'm not going to talk about Israel. I always say that. But answer some questions that I heard today that I think were asked in a rhetorical way, but questions that I think have legitimate answers. And that first question is, why the hell is Derek Van Orden a Wisconsin representative in Israel? Why, Derek, are you there? I heard people asking this all day. They were asking it in a lot of ways. Why is he there in the sense of what is his purpose? Did someone tell him to go? What will he do while he's there? Why did he feel he needs to go? And Derek himself has not really offered an answer. In fact, we've heard from other hosts on Civic and other places today that some of his staff didn't even know he was going. So I get the rhetorical question of why is Derek Van Orden in Israel? Why was he not in D.C. today to take the speaker vote? A vote which, I was not excited for any of the possibilities for speaker, except for, of course, Hakeem Jeffries, the only person that I would ever want in that position right now. But man, when the choice is between the devil you know and a different devil that you also don't want to know, you end up with some pretty bad results, huh, guys? But Derek wasn't there. He wasn't there to vote between Emmer and Johnson and all these other terrible people that were the options, right? He wasn't there. Why? That's what everyone's asking. And I can't answer why on a personal level for Derek Van Orden. I do not come to you today with some sort of secret knowledge from the mind of Van Orden. If I did, I would have so much else to tell you, right? Oh, if only. But I want to speak to maybe why people like Van Orden are choosing to involve themselves very personally in this conflict. Earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, all the days kind of blend into one right now, Matt Flynn, who I also produce, said something really important. It was also a fact when answering a question on his show. He said, this is not a theology call-in show. That's perfectly correct. It's right. Matt Flynn doesn't do a theology call-in show. He does a political talk show, right? So I hope you'll indulge me tonight, because I think maybe we do need some theology talk. And I'm not here to proselytize to you. I'm Jewish. We don't do that. We're a nonprofit organization in that way. But I want to talk to you about the rhetorical question that needs an answer, which is, why are so many right-wing Christians, right-wing American evangelical Christians, who are frankly not very nice to Jews in their personal life, are not actively pursuing liberation for their Jewish constituents here in America, are not really interested in our safety? Why are those same people who have no horse in the race, no skin in the game, for those points, so into Israel? Why? Okay, I'll tell you why. I will tell you why. And this is the genuine answer. And it's horrifying to me how few people know how much of these political decisions are being made on the basis of prophecies that, frankly, many practitioners of these religions, be them Judaism, Christianity, Islam, there are prophetic statements in Torah and in the Bible that currently elected state officials, frankly, I think, including Van Orden, are attempting to actualize by using legislation. Here is what I mean by that. To talk about Israel in a biblical way, to talk about this place we are talking about in current events as a place that has had current events for every day that there have been humans there, we have to talk about the idea of Israel as a concept, Israel as an abstract idea in the eyes and minds of many, many people for hundreds of years. We have to talk about the fact that in Torah, right, it says, hey, at one point God tells Abraham that Abraham gets all these lands. And by these lands, we mean Israel. And by Abraham, we mean Jews, because in theory, Abraham is our patriarch, right? All of us are supposed to be in this way connected back to him. Now, let me interject myself here. I'm a religious Jew. I don't feel the need to subscribe. I know for a fact, because I'm a convert, in fact, that I am not biologically related to Abraham or any of these folks. They sound great. I think they're cool people to follow. But when we get to these prophetic parts, there are individuals currently elected, not elected, but just, you know, our American citizens, who believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that the statements in the Bible, in Torah, are not just a story that we can learn from to inform our own decisions in life, but rather that they are completely accurate, completely to the word, what is meant. They are literal. They are literalizing the story, right? This gets complicated almost immediately when there are individuals who believe this to the letter of the word, that Israel, this concept, which is now not a concept, but rather a political state, is the same one spoken of in Torah, and that all current Jews on earth are also the same very Jews who are spoken of as being Abraham's descendants. And this gets even more complicated when the people talking about it aren't even Jews. What part do evangelicals play in it? Let me tell you as we come up to the break. Part of evangelical Christian prophecy is the belief that in order for the second coming of Jesus Christ to begin, all Jews have to be back in Israel. It's not up to us. It's not up to me. It doesn't really matter in their eyes whether or not I want to keep living here in Milwaukee or move somewhere else. No, 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 no. It's time for the second coming. So you all have to get back to where you're supposed to be. And what's horrifyingly inappropriate is that some of these legislators are attempting to enact that prophecy through legislation. And I'm going to talk to you more about it when we get back from the break. Taking you to the break is the very same song you heard at the beginning, Hams in a Glass by Winona Fighter.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Welcome back. Hey, folks, fun fact. Today is a very exciting day for everyone at Civic Media. Today is the very exciting day where we switched Dear Lord Everything. So just for me, for my soul, to your soul, hey, if you're hearing some dead air today, just know that about 10 to 15 very anxious engineers and producers across the state are doing what we can for you. Don't worry. And if you miss anything, hey, it'll be on Spotify. It'll be on our app. That is the beauty of the internet, folks. We can always come back to it. I understand how annoying it is. Believe me, it's even more annoying on my end. I'm the one who has to answer the messages about it. But I promise you, we've not abandoned you, Wisconsin. We are here for you. So, anyways, like I was saying, why is Derek Van Orden in Israel? Why is anyone that is like Derek Van Orden, that is to say, not involved, in Israel right now? Great question. It is because, as I was saying before the break, this belief, this idea, this ingrained concept in the eyes of, and minds more so, of many American evangelicals and of evangelicals outside of the U.S. as well, the idea that in order to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ, all Jewish people have to get back into Israel. Why? Great question. Let's do some Bible study, which is maybe my least favorite thing to say, because every time I say it to someone, they're like, no, please. I did CCD already. I'm like, don't worry. This is the Jewish version. It's the version where you're allowed to ask questions. It's quite fun. So let's back up. Okay. You've got Abraham. He's in Torah. He's extremely old. When he's extremely old, he finally has a son. There is an idea that starting with Abraham, there is an unbroken genetic line through his son Isaac, through all these other guys, right? Down to Jacob, down to Joseph. Now we're in Egypt. Now we're slaves. Now we're out of Egypt. Now we're back in Israel, okay? That whole time, there is one unbroken genetic chain from Abraham down that eventually reaches Mary. You know, Mary of Mother of God fame. And then, of course, she has who? You know, Jesus. So there's this belief that there is an unbroken genetic line that extends from Abraham to Jesus. Okay, why does that matter? It doesn't if you don't care about this stuff. But here's the thing. Your elected officials who are making choices and flying out to Israel instead of taking votes, they do believe in it. And they're making choices about it. So if you don't care and this is super annoying, I get it. I'm the one who has to research it. But you kind of have to know. We're approaching perhaps now, if not 30 years ago, if not 50 years ago, if not 6,000 years ago, a point where it really doesn't matter if this is your religion or not, if you care about it or not, if you want to spend your time researching it or not, the people who are in power right now, elected or otherwise, believe in it. What else do they believe? Let's talk about it. The concept extends past the crucifixion of Jesus, past the death and resurrection, past the first couple of churches, into this idea of what happens to Israel after, right? There's destruction, people take over, it gets colonized a bunch of times by who is apparently up to your opinion, right? But Israel goes through a lot of changes. And this whole time, some people aren't even calling it Israel. What are its borders? We're talking about biblical ancient history. Crusades, Greeks, Assyrians, maybe? I think they were there for a bit. And all this time now, Jews are scattered everywhere. They're in Europe. They're in Africa. They're in Asia. Eventually, we make our way over here to North America and stuff. Because we can't be in Israel for a bit, right? This is where prophecy starts. This is where the Christian prophecy, the evangelical Christian prophecy regarding Jews begins. Is the idea that God is upset. God's angry. That we're not in Israel right now. And he's not going to let Jesus come back and visit everyone until all the Jews are back. I'm going to read to you from, where is it? Here it is. An article that was written in the 90s. In the 90s. You'll understand why what it says at the end is very relevant to the 90s. That summarizes this very quickly, okay? A longing for the rapture and the return of Jesus on earth is at the core of evangelicism, right? Evangelicals, this is the basis. They want this to happen. The fact that we are coincidentally approaching a millennial milestone in the human calendar certainly adds to this yearning. Most fundamentalists assume that we are living on the edge of human history in any case, and that modern events in the Middle East are fulfillments of prophecies that were made some 2,000 years ago. Those prophecies are this. Before Messiah may return, the nation of Israel must be restored, Jerusalem must be a Jewish city, and the temple, the center of worship and sacrifice in the ancient Jewish world, which was destroyed in 70 AD, must be rebuilt. two of these conditions have been met in the last 50 years. This was the 90s, people. This was the 90s they were talking about evangelicals think the world's about to end because there's political stuff happening in what is now the political nation, the nation state of Israel that has a government and elected officials. We are applying things that were written about, a concept, to current day things where people are dying. That is why Derek Van Orden is in Israel. That is why otherwise very anti-Semitic individuals are talking about calling themselves pro-Israel, whatever they think that means. That is why all of these individuals who have nothing to do with this conflict are inserting themselves and their very, very loud opinions over top of the people involved, over the top of Israelis, Palestinians, Jews in the area, Muslims in the area, the people affected. The people whose really real current reality that exists here on earth, things like going to work and paying bills and taking care of their kids, they are the ones being affected by the things in the Middle East. They are the ones who are suffering from this war. They are the ones whose input must be at the top. Not someone from somewhere who thinks something about something that was written that maybe if all of us got together and moved across the world, maybe someone would show up. That's nothing. You're perfectly allowed to believe these things. You are perfectly within your rights as an American, as a human, as whatever, to believe that this is part of the future, that this is part of the conditions. What you're perhaps not allowed to do, or at least what I am going to suggest you are not allowed to do, or shouldn't do, shouldn't involve yourself in, is attempting to change legislation, attempting to sway opinion, changing what people are understanding, because secretly underneath everything else, you have an ancillary belief about something that, frankly, half the people involved don't even care about. The song Taking You to the Break is a song that I've had on repeat recently. It's Raise Hell by Brandi Carlile. Enjoy.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. The House has a new speaker.
The Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
After weeks of infighting, Louisiana's Mike Johnson got elected today. CBS's Skylar Henry checked out his voting record.
He held on to his conservative principles while still winning over the moderates.
We have to sacrifice sometimes our preferences because that's what's necessary in a legislative body. But we will defend our core principles to the end.
Johnson's record shows he voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election, voted against legalizing same-sex marriage, and in May, he voted against a Ukraine aid package.
Johnson says his first order of business is getting aid to Israel. President Biden weighed in on the war in the Middle East today at the White House, where he's hosting Australia's prime minister.
The president says he has not asked the Israeli prime minister to hold off on a ground invasion against Hamas until the safety of the hostages can be assured.
What I have indicated to him is that if that's possible to get these folks out safely, that's what he should do.
But when the war is over, Mr. Biden says the U.S. would like to see a two-state solution because the status quo is not sustainable. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Former President Trump's trying to get his fraud case tossed in New York after a second day of testimony from former fixer Michael Cohen.
He said Trump did nothing wrong.
Attorneys for the former president asked for a dismissal of the New York civil case following Cohen's testimony, in which he said Trump did not ask him to inflate the value of his assets. The judge said, quote, absolutely denied that he does not consider Cohen to be a key witness and that there's plenty of other pertinent evidence. The judge also fined Trump $10,000 for violating a gag order by attacking his clerk. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
A former poison specialist is facing murder charges now in Minnesota for giving his wife a lethal dose of a drug used to treat gout. Spoiler alert, her loved ones say she never had gout and tried to stop an order to get her cremated.
Nothing seemed out of place or unusual. Or I start to look back now and you think, well, you know, maybe, well, what was that about? Well, it's just, you just start getting haunted by little things that You would think nothing of it at the time, because why would you?
Her husband had taken out a pricey life insurance policy on her, too. Dozens of people in 22 states are getting sick with salmonella. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
Gill's Onions has recalled packages of diced yellow onions, red onions, onions and celery, and a mix of onions, celery, and carrots. The FDA and CDC are investigating the outbreak.
And on Wall Street, the Dow lost 105 points today. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Groody's doing D.C., baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 54. Tonight, under cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, 63. Cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
90s were all prophetic events. Events foretold in the Bible, events foretold in Torah that must be completed, we must get through them in order for, in the Christian idea, the second coming of Jesus to begin. Why are we talking about theology? Because there are legislators, potentially like Derek Van Orden, who's currently in Israel, despite having really no reason to be there, right? When people like that are involving themselves in these places and this legislation because they think that what they're doing will usher in some sort of new messianic age, that's scary. We don't want that. Even if you're evangelical, you shouldn't want that. Because again, if that's able to happen from a Christian representative enacting that through our government, a government that is supposed to have separation of church.
We're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Ceases to exist, then we lose our chance at bringing Jesus back. Hey, friends, if the state of Israel ceases to exist, it's not the second coming of Jesus you need to be worried about. It's the second coming of the Holocaust that you have to be worried about. And I know how hyperbolic that sounds, but let us not forget, why was Israel made? Israel wasn't made because the countries of the world finally got their act together and went, oh no, we treated the Jews terribly for thousands of years. No, we got to make it up to them. No, 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 no. It's because after the Holocaust, the whole world had to contend with what they just let happen. What the US, Canada, all of Europe, all of, frankly, everywhere else let happen. And they didn't stop it because they were so worried about the Jews. They stopped it because they were worried about the other parts of fascism that actually affect them. So this idea that it's ever been about protecting American Jews or Jews anywhere, I'm sorry, it's phooey. And that's the closest thing I can say on the radio to what I want to say. The idea that you're defending, not you, the person I'm speaking to, but the idea that someone is just defending this place, any place, because they have some idea of something that might happen related to their religion is really hurtful and really terrible. And it really doesn't help. And let me highlight as well, as to not just sound like a Jew railing against non-Jews, let me talk about the extremism within Judaism quick, a group that I referenced the last time I spoke about this, because they always come up. They cannot stay out of the spotlight. A group called Neturi Karta. And if you're thinking, how do I spell that? Yeah, I get you. It's N-E-T-U-R, is that right? E-I, K-A-R-T-A, Neturi Karta. And if you've ever watched a video for a pro-Palestinian rally or conversely an anti-Israeli rally, these can be two separate things, of course. You may at times see men dressed in Hasidic clothing, which is to say they'll have the black hat, the long black coat. Many of them have beards, right? They may seem out of place at these rallies. And they are holding signs usually that say things like, free Palestine and Israel. And people who don't know who this group are always very excited when they show up at a rally. They are excited because what they see is, oh, look, real Jews are here. Jews that I would recognize from clip art or comics as Jews. Oh, good, they're here. And what they have to say is the final word on it. Wonderful. Well, first of all, that's already not true. And you know that, and I know that. To tokenize people's never good. If you have two people from a community sitting next to each other and says, one says, I love pizza, and the other says, I hate pizza. The answer is not, oh, members of that group hate pizza. You just heard, clearly, they don't, right? The point you should come to if two people from the same group have two different opinions is not an opinion about the group at all, but rather an opinion about those two individuals. It's almost like Jews are also individuals. I'm gonna get that one more time really clean, just in case anyone wants to clip it and play it off their phone for people. Jews are individuals. There, we all got it that time. Good. I shouldn't have to say it again, right? But people see Naturi Carta pull up and they have these signs and it's like, oh, good, like a vindication of our viewpoint. And hey, first of all, there are tons of anti-Zionist, anti-Israel, disagree with the Israeli government, whatever you want to call it, Jews in the world who do not look like Naturi Carta. They're everywhere. We're everywhere. It's fine. Okay. But when you dive under the hood of Naturi Carta, the same way if you dive under the hood of the pro-Israeli sentiment of the evangelical wing, you will find that underneath what Naturi Carta is calling pro-Palestinian support is as much prophetic nonsense as what the evangelicals are preaching. Allow me to read to you from, just for a moment here, the Naturi Carta Wikipedia page. This group, which means Guardians of the City, was founded in Jerusalem in what at that time was called the British Mandate of Palestine, or just Palestine at that time. They founded this group on the idea that our own Jewish Messiah would show up if certain things were done. One of these things was making sure that everybody who's in Israel, who's Jewish, is like their kind of Jewish, like very adamantly their kind of Jewish. Let me read to you this exact sentence. At the time, the time being 1938, at the time, they were very vocal opponents to the new political ideology of Zionism that was attempting to assert Jewish sovereignty in the Ottoman-controlled Palestine. So this group who shows up to these pro-Palestinian rallies and everyone goes, oh, finally, the sensible Jews. They were mad back in 38 that Zionism was about to become something political and not just something religious. Next sentence, they resented the new arrivals, those new arrivals being Holocaust survivors and other people who were terrified of what was happening in the 30s and into the 40s. They resented these new arrivals who were predominantly non-religious, while they asserted that Jewish redemption could be brought about only by the Jewish Messiah. What does this mean? Let's fast forward to today. Naturi Carta is not pro-Palestinian. They are just against the current Jews who are in Israel right now who aren't them being there. And their goal, this is all online. You can read this. This is public. This is their statement from their words. It is not about getting the settlers out of illegal settlements near Gaza and the West Bank. It is not about changing how people in those two places, the Palestinians who are in those two places, are treated by the IDF and other groups. It is not about maintaining a long-term plan for Palestinian national sovereignty outside of the rule of Hamas and other terrorist organizations, nor is it about even making life in Israel for Jews better or anyone better. It is about their belief that the non-religious Jews, the ethnic but non-religious Jews, or the Jews who they think are less religious than them, which includes all other forms of orthodoxy, much less conservative, Masorti, reform, reconstructing Judaism, we all have to leave because we're not as good as them. That's the plan. And once we're out, and they, the people who seem to think that they know more than all the rest of us combined, by the way, this group only represents about 24,000 families, which sounds like a huge number, but again, very small drop in the bucket compared to any other group, including the rest of the Jewish population, right? Their goal is once all the rest of us are out and they can do whatever it is they feel they need to do, the next step is that every Jew, no matter where they live, needs to come back. Whether we lived there before or not, whether it's me, Anya, who's lived in Wisconsin her whole life, or David, who's lived in Israel his whole life, but he's got to leave right now for a little bit while they do their magic and then he can come back. It doesn't matter what I think or where I want to be. In their eyes, the only option is everyone out and then everybody right back in. And it's why I have to talk about the word Zionism. Zionism means the right for Jews to self-determine. And if you want to yell at me and say you are redefining a word that I knew to mean support of the Israeli government, too bad, so sad, because you were wrong. Womp womp. Sorry about that. And if you go, well, what is Zionism for any other group? I will levy to you the idea that, hey, do you notice how other groups don't really need a word for their own self-determination? Isn't that weird? How it's just kind of an innate understanding of identity, sovereignty, autonomy for other groups. But when it's Jews, it's like, oh, we need a little word here to convince people we're allowed to go where we want. So by that definition, right, if you think Jews as individuals should be allowed to choose where they go, as opposed to the Nazi government, the American government, any other government, any other individual telling us, no, you have to stay here. You're not allowed to go there. You're not allowed to see that. That is all that Zionism means. Are there people who use Zionism to mean blind support of the Israeli government? Yeah. There are also people who use all sorts of words wrong. And we don't go back and blame everybody else attached to them for that use, right? So let me ask you for just a moment. Hey, if you're someone who's sitting there, and you would answer yes to the question, do you think individual Jews should get to decide where they go the way everyone else does? Hey, I have news for you. You're also a Zionist. And if that makes your skin crawl, I need you to kind of contend with why. Because Naturi Karta is not Zionist. They're very open about that in the sense that they are anti the Israeli government. And the current living situation of Jews in that country, that meaning Jews being there at all. But they are also not Zionists in the sense that despite them being Jews, they are not for Jewish self-determination. They are for Naturi Karta determination, where they get to say everybody out and everybody back in. In the same way that other groups are not Zionist because they want everyone out. They want everyone in. I just want to go to bed. That's my self-determination right now. And if you feel the same way, again, newsflash, you too may be a Zionist. When we come back, I have a caller and some texts. I have some other stuff I want to wrap up. I'm going to leave you to contend with those new thoughts with, once again, this song, Jokes on You by Charlotte Lawrence. But my makeup's ruined and now I'm laughing through my tears. I'm crying. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. You are listening to I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple off of the Fetch the Bolt Cutters album. And it's not, I don't need you to love me. I don't. But I do need people to chill. And that's almost like love at this point. I think a form of love right now is everyone taking a deep breath and removing their thumbs from pies that were not theirs to begin with, perhaps. Mayhaps, even. I got 8 minutes left. I have so much on this docket that feels so related to these topics. And again, it's almost like I'm trying to summarize 6,000 years of religion and 300 years of conflict and 75 years of a political state and also 16 days of nonstop terror for everyone into a 145-minute show. Isn't that crazy? I guess so. But let me wrap up here, and then I'm going to go to the phones. Zionism, if it's about nothing else, and it is really about nothing else, is about giving Jews the right to self-determine. We were not allowed to self-determine in 1100 AD when we were kicked out of Israel by the Romans. We were not allowed to self-determine when we moved to Europe nomadically after that expulsion. And we were told, yeah, you can, I guess you can kind of live in Italy, and I guess you can kind of live in Poland, and you can kind of live in Germany, but really you're going to live in this new word we invented for you, which is the word ghetto. Did you know that? That the word ghetto was invented in Italy? It's an Italian word, meaning that's where the Jews live, in the little city outside of our protective walls. We were not allowed to self-determine then. We certainly were not allowed to self-determine when choices were made by the Nazi government. Oh, you don't get to live in this apartment anymore. You now have to live in this part of the city that we're going to wall off. And there will be no food. And there will be no medicine. Oh, and now we're going to move you into a death camp. And now, I don't think I have to tell you what happens after that. That's the fear, folks. That is what happens when you cannot self-determine. And this is true. This is true for many communities. It's just that you don't end up having to need to invent a word for it because people just go, oh, yeah, those guys who are humans. Oh, you're right. They should get to make choices for themselves. I forgot. Darn it. I completely forgot. Okay. Did you? Or do you not like Jews? It's one of the two. And I don't know if I can keep believing that it's the whole we forgot to include you in our activism thing, right? Let's talk about how this has affected the world. In Tunisia, over the weekend, a historic synagogue, a 16th century synagogue, was burned to the ground by people calling themselves anti-Zionists. I don't have to walk you through how that logic doesn't pair out. But let me walk you through why it matters, okay? You are allowed to be so, so mad at the Israeli government. But express for me what a 16th century synagogue in Tunisia had to do with it. And if you can't, I have to levy to you once more that perhaps this thing that you're calling anti-Zionism, this behavior that you are performing that you're calling anti-Zionism is perhaps something completely different, rather known by its more popular name, anti-Semitism. Of course, there are forms of anti-Zionism that are not inherently anti-Semitism, but boy, howdy, do those Venn diagrams cross over a lot at times by certain people, and all those caveats I put on so that I don't have to fight the same argument 100 times. But what else are we doing? I'm telling you about a synagogue being burnt down. And if your mind isn't going immediately to imagery you learned about from World War II or the pogroms in Russia or all the other forms of Jewish genocide that happened before anyone started caring about it, anyone other than Jews, that is, what else is there to say? To talk about Israel and Tunisia. In 1948, the Jewish population of Tunisia was about 105,000. In 2019, that number was 1,000. And it's not because they passed away of natural causes. It's not because they all got a great timeshare in the Keys. It's because many were murdered, many were driven out. And those who were driven out, who could survive being driven out again in this century, where do you think they went? Where else could they go? And what does any of this mean? Great questions. I've been asking myself them a lot. What words are there on the backdrop of this info, on the background of the Book of Revelations, talking about a sign from the sky and how that's a reference to Genesis and the stars and the moon? How are there words for any of this when people are dying? I'm going to get asked that myself. I'm asking myself that. And it's because some of the few people on this earth right now who have the power, who have the pull, the money, the influence, the elected position to do anything meaningful about this, whether it's getting aid into Gaza, whether it's getting rid of Hamas, whether it's doing anything meaningful. Too many of those individuals, evangelical Christians and such, are choosing this prophetic idea. And yes, I said prophetic, not pathetic, but I understand how you could hear both at the same time there, above those lives. Now you know. Now that you are armed with this information, what will you do? I don't know. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive home and put my face in a pillow and scream for about 45 minutes before I check the news again. If you're doing the same, let me know. I want to thank you for listening, even though today turned into another one of those Anya gets on the air and just kind of yells facts angrily until she runs out of time shows. I promise on Friday when I am back, it will be a much lighter show because I will not allow myself to do this again.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Republicans have handed the speaker gavel to Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana. He replaces Kevin McCarthy. Speaker Johnson saying,
"We're going to govern well, and I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results."
President Biden and the Prime Minister of Australia condemned the deadly Hamas attack in southern Israel. Mr. Biden also backs Israel's military campaign in Gaza, but presses for more aid to civilians.
The flow needs to increase, and we're working very hard with our partners to make that happen. We're also working around the clock together with our partners in the region to secure the release of hostages.
The man accused of crashing his car, killing four college students in Malibu, California last week, is charged with multiple counts of murder and gross vehicular manslaughter. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon.
We lost four young people with a complete life ahead of them for really no reason other than complete and reckless disregard for the life of others.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State Attorney General Josh Call is joining a federal lawsuit to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition